carefully today if you have to drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And by the Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescues underway in Taiwan, where an earthquake has killed 9 people and left hundreds hurt. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
The magnitude 7.4 quake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Violent shaking was felt in Taipei. In the city of Hualien, the fire department says at least 26 buildings collapsed in the city, a popular destination for tourists on the island's east coast, about 11 miles from the epicenter.
The epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. Many of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of those 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza this week. Many food delivery operations in Gaza are on pause because of it. Mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, declaring a state of emergency following Tuesday storms. No deaths or injuries, but Louisville, one of several cities, reporting strong winds, rain, possible tornadoes. This is ABC News. Incoming college freshmen getting some more time to figure out where they want to enroll in the fall amid an ongoing financial aid fiasco. Here's details from ABC's Derek Dennis.
This year, delays in financial aid notifications are posing an extra challenge for students trying to pick which school to attend in the fall. Technical glitches with the more simplified Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, form have left millions of students in limbo, waiting to hear how much aid they'll receive. In response, some colleges are now pushing out deadlines for acceptance and enrollment deposits. Unclear of when this FAFSA processing backlog will ease up. For now, experts say it's crucial for students and parents to keep the lines of communication open with schools.
This has tuition, housing, and other costs near $100,000 at some elite colleges and universities. Jewelry heist in Beverly Hills. Prosecutors say a California man took nearly $2 million worth of bling and other items from guests at luxury hotels, walking out the door with suitcases full of swag and selling it in Florida. He's pleaded guilty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. It was a big day for the Brewers yesterday, getting a win on opening day, 3-2 over the Twins. The Angels 3-1 over Miami, the White Sox 3-2 over Atlanta, and Arizona beat the Yankees 7-0. In the National League, Philadelphia 9-4 over Cincinnati, the Cubs 12, Colorado 2, St. Louis 5-2 over San Diego, and the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. Kansas City beat Baltimore 4-1 in the American League, Toronto 2, Houston 1, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Texas, Cleveland 5, Seattle 2, Boston 5-4 over Oakland. It was a big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo with a triple-double, but it wasn't enough. The Bucks lost to the Wizards 117-113. The Lakers over Toronto 128-111, Miami 109, New York 99, Philadelphia 109, Oklahoma City 105. Minnesota beat Houston 113-106, Cleveland 129, Utah 113. Denver 110, San Antonio 105, Sacramento 109, the Clippers 95. And Golden State over Dallas 104-100. And that is a look at sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Yesterday was spring election day. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall will remain mayor for another couple of years after defeating challenger Karen Tepley last night, 725-321. During election day on Tuesday, Richland Center School District or Richland District's two referendum questions passed, and the Kickapoo referendum was also announced last night as unofficially passed. The Fenimore referendum passed. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated on Tuesday. We'll take a look at some of those numbers coming up during WRCO News today at 6:30. The big news, the weather today, and it certainly has affected a lot of school districts, most of those that contact WRCO on a regular basis. So these schools are closed. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, and Highland. Riverdale is closed, but will feature virtual learning. And likewise, River Valley will not be open. That includes St. John's and St. Luke's, and they will feature virtual learning in the River Valley District. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed, and virtual learning will be featured. And a two-hour late start for Fenimore Schools. Vark routes operating 2 hours late today. Also, Richland Electric announcing that if you have a power outage, you're experiencing a power outage, you can report that on Smart Hub or at 608-647-3173. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program announcing meal sites and home-delivered meals will not be taking place today. And in the business community, ET Foods will open at 10 o'clock this morning. We've been busy today. Good luck getting there. Drive safely if you have to drive. The Wednesday, April 3rd tunes continue. This is Toby Keene.
It's Friday, getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so rain. Go get juiced down by the riverbed tonight. See it's late now and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting round the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. I don't want no one girl if I can't have you. This Oklahoma breakdown sort of got you crying. Let me tell you that you home. Your daddy don't like me and you being alone.
kiss you goodnight. Hey, little river can wait another night. Tell me that you love me, if it's true.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now, won't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna wanna love and leave a guy like me alone in this bar drinking devil, why don't you save me the trouble? Save me the trouble, baby. Now the closer I get to the red on your lips, I can feel myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go, wreck my whole life. Why won't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save
Dan and Shay and WRCO, and Save Me the Trouble. Boy, it's really a troublesome morning for some. And I thought, you know, usually I'm pretty good about predicting what's going to happen. But with this one, really, I don't know. It's been kind of up and down. Yesterday, it was just raining, and I'm thinking, well, they're kind of blowing out of proportion. But then when the snow came, boy, it really started to accumulate. But then it stopped, like, late afternoon, and we just had, like, flurries and, like, some rain and things like that, just nasty. And then this morning, I opened the garage thinking, you know, there's going to be snow against the garage, drifted against the garage door or whatever. I open it up, and it's like, no, driveway's all clear. Okay. And it was just kind of snowing at that time. But I could see where the roads were a little slippery, especially, you know, there's water on the road and it's right around freezing time. But then talking to some of the school officials and administrators, the many calls we've had this morning, they're talking about how it's just like just a few feet difference. It'll be just fine. All of a sudden it catches you. So don't let it catch you, especially at higher elevations where the snow accumulated a little bit more and there's some ice underneath. And a few other people have kind of experienced the same thing, saying, well, it was all right when I drove to work. I didn't see anything. But other people are saying, well, it's just terrible. So, yeah, very spotty. And in Grant County, that's kind of the case. Grant County Meals on Wheels, Meal Sites, and the ADRC bus, they are all canceled for today.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Grant County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Wazika Steuben Schools, 2 hours late today, and Fenimore. Those are the two that are planning school, but 2 hours late. Again, school is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, and Highland. Riverdale and River Valley both going virtual. So that includes St. John's and St. Luke's is being closed today. And I believe we are up to date. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, those are some of the latest that we've had. Sometimes, you know, I don't know which way I'm going or coming, but that's nothing out of the ordinary. But really, I was kind of thinking of the last time I talked to some of the administrators in the schools and whatnot. That was the last time. That was in like mid-March or wherever that was. But you never know. This is the last time. But yeah, it's April in Wisconsin. 34 at WRCO. Here's Tim McGraw.
Whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do.
she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word, man, I've cursed her. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one man heaven I hope she never breaks. Down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one that happened, I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white, how every time I cried all night, you'd have a of roses. And if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you. Took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a rose. I just want
my arms around you.
Mickey Gilley in A Room Full of Roses at 6:25 this morning, Wednesday, April 3rd. We're about 5 minutes away from news, weather, and sports. We'll recap Election Day yesterday, and I'm sure, unfortunately, the weather might have affected some of the numbers at the polls statewide, although it was interesting. It was worse lower part of the state than it was the northern. Northern Wisconsin has had a pretty good winter. Not a good winter if you're a business person in northern Wisconsin, but in terms of driving and getting things in. And some of the northern high school baseball and softball teams, well, they may even get a game in this year before the tournament. There are years, some years, where they've got so much snow that they hardly get any games in before the WIA tournament in May. But this year might be a little bit different story. Coming up toward our news, weather, and sports update with a story song for all you kids from Jim Croce. From WRCL Country and Community.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News This Time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. 36 for a high today, an additional half inch or so possible. A winter storm warning remains in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 o'clock this morning. And for our entire listening area, a winter weather advisory until 1 this afternoon. School announcements. The Richland District is closed today. That includes St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, and Highland, all closed. Riverdale is closed. Will feature virtual learning. And River Valley has gone to a virtual learning day. That includes St. John's and St. Luke's. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed, and virtual learning will be featured. Two-hour late start for Fenimore and Waseca Steuben Schools. And Vark Roots will be operating 2 hours late.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Yesterday was Spring Election Day, featuring local races, state referendums, and the presidential primary. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall will remain mayor for another 2 years after defeating challenger Karen Tepley 725-321 on Tuesday. Richland County Board Supervisor Gary Manning maintained his seat in District 8 in a close race. Unofficially, he defeated his challenger Cheryl Dull 90-89. Sauk County Board District 22 Supervisor Sheila Carver maintained her seat following a challenge by Jean Berlin. Carver received 237 to Berlin's 113. There were a number of school referendum questions on the ballots around the area. The Richland School District's two referendum questions have passed. The first question, a non-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $9.8 million over the next 4 years, passed with 1,207 yes votes to 1,068 no votes. The second question, a CAFL referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and upgrades, passed with 1,141 yes votes to 1,129 no votes. The Kickapoo referendum has unofficially passed. The Kickapoo district was seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. Unofficial results show it passed 362-320. The Fenimore School District referendum to spend $17 million passed with nearly 66% of the votes, 669-348. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated Tuesday. The first question included renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. It failed with 56% voting no. It was 1,757 no votes to 1,498 yes votes. The second question included a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. That question failed with 66% voting no, 2,153 to 1,090.
The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated. The first question, including renovations and that at a cost of $19.5, failed with 56% voting no. Private money to fund elections will be banned in Wisconsin after voters approved a constitutional amendment Tuesday, put forward by Republicans in reaction to grants received in 2020 that were funded by donations from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Voters also have approved a second question put on the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature that amends the Constitution to say that only election officials can administer elections. That's already state law, but putting it in the Constitution makes it more difficult to repeal or change. Wisconsin's choices for presidential candidates are in. Donald Trump and President Joe Biden will be the Republican and Democratic nominees for president. With no close rivals in either party, the two races were a near lock ahead of the Tuesday election. Trump beat rival Nikki Haley with 78% of the vote. Over 8% of Democratic ballots came in uninstructed as a part of a protest against President Biden's handling of the Gaza crisis. Those supporting the uninstructed vote said they wanted to pick up 20,000 votes, the same number Biden beat Trump by in Wisconsin in 2020. The number was met at 23,000, according to the New York Times. Two key votes in Milwaukee in the Tuesday night election. A massive $252 million school spending referendum in Milwaukee has been approved by a narrow margin, 51-49%. The district is facing a $200 million deficit and said if the spending measure didn't pass, there would be more cuts in the district. Milwaukee City Attorney Tierman Spencer has lost to former Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke. Goyke dropped out of the assembly to run against Spencer, who faced criticism after his deputy was caught doing work for his personal firm on city time. The number of Wisconsin voters casting absentee ballots has declined, according to data released Tuesday by the Elections Commission in Wisconsin. Absentee voting continues to decrease from the high seen 4 years ago. The latest update showed 358,180 absentee ballot requests for the Tuesday spring election. That's down from the 908,444 ballots clerks sent out for the 2020 presidential primary during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Richland County Emergency Services Building will get a new roof. The building, located at 1027 North Jefferson Street in Richland Center, was purchased with an appraisal of the building from January of 2020, indicating the roof was approximately 20 years old. The Joint Ambulance Committee had indicated in the business plan to replace the western and northern sections of the roof in 2026 and do minor repairs. However, it has been found that the replacement costs are more economically feasible at this time. The committee also approved the payment of an invoice for the ambulance service in the amount of $12,815 for change orders associated with the emergency services building project and an amendment to a previous resolution concerning the purchase of a used ambulance from the Muscadet Ambulance Service to include preventative maintenance repairs not to exceed $15,000.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Today's high 36, a winter storm warning in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 this morning. And the winter weather advisory for our entire area lasts until 1 today. School announcements, and there are plenty. Today closed, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, and Highland. Riverdale is closed, but will feature virtual learning. River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, is closed and will have virtual learning in the River Valley District. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed, and virtual learning will be featured. These schools are 2 hours late, Fenimore and Waseca-Steuben. Vark routes will be operating 2 hours late. There were some issues early this morning along Highway 58 at 154. That power outage was taken care of by Richland Electric Cooperative crews. If you are without power along the REC lines, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced meal sites will be closed and there are no home-delivered meals. Grant County Meals on Wheels meal sites and the ADRC bus are all canceled today. Richland Center Landfill is closed and ET Foods will open at 10 o'clock this morning. Those among the weather reminders we have today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at a successful day for Milwaukee and an unsuccessful day for the Bucks last night.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Our high school schedule went by the wayside yesterday, and who knows for the rest of the week, especially tomorrow. It looks a little iffy. There are plenty of things scheduled and even conference openers for some area conferences as early as tomorrow in high school sports. By beating the Twins 3-2 yesterday, the Brewers extended their season-opening winning streak to four straight. Rookie Jackson Chirio singled in a run. Kristen Yelich hit a home run, and Bryce Tarang doubled in front of a crowd of 41,659. For Milwaukee's home opener. Here is Kristen Yelich.
Look, we play a lot of tight games as a group over the years. I think anybody that's watched us knows that, like, we're playing tight games. And when you play tight games, they can go either way. There's a few plays every day or night that really decide the outcome of those. And I think to be on a good team, you have to win a lot of close games because at the end of the season, they end up mattering.
Joe Ross makes his first start in 2.5 years when the two border state rivals wrap up the two-game series this afternoon. Brewers tailgaters weren't going to let a cold rain dampen their fun for the new season. Temperatures in the 30s and the threat of snow wouldn't stop them. One fan told reporters tailgating was more than half the experience. There were some bumps in the road, though, for fans using the new parking arrangement at Milwaukee. Some had a hard time getting the online system to load on their computers and phones. 15 minutes before the first pitch, some were still struggling with the new process. The Brewers announced that no parking violations would be assessed during yesterday's game. Elsewhere, the Angels 3-1 over Miami, White Sox 3, Atlanta 2, Arizona 7-0 over the Yankees. In the National League, Philadelphia 9, Cincinnati 4, the Cubs 12-2 over Colorado, St. Louis 5 and San Diego 2, Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Baltimore 1, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Texas, Toronto 2, Houston 1, Cleveland 5-2 over Seattle, Boston 5-4 over Oakland. In the NBA last night, a triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo wasn't enough to salvage the Tuesday game in Washington against the Wizards. The Bucks dropped a 117-113 decision, even though the two-time MVP scored 35 points, took down 15 rebounds, and handed out 10 assists. Star guard Damian Lillard missed a second straight game, but his coach Doc Rivers expects Lillard to be available for tonight's game at home against Memphis. Here is Coach Rivers.
don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. They attacked. You know, we took 2 days off, you know, for a reason to get our legs, and I felt like we were very sloppy. That may have something to do with it. I don't know. But I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
And former Packers star linebacker Clay Matthews doesn't like the way Aaron Jones departed from Green Bay and how that was handled. Matthews reacted on X to a comment from head coach Matt LaFleur that he was surprised when Jones was released. Matthews posted that he finds the lack of communication between the head coach and general manager Brian Gutekunst to be, in his words, wild. He points out that during last season at times, Jones was Green Bay's offense. The team let the standout running back leave when he wouldn't accept a second straight annual pay cut. That's an update on sports for a Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
100.9 WRCO.
I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more Silver Dollar hanging out by Silverado. Soon as that barber hits the water, girl, your mammy starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I'll never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now. You'd be good and gone and you'd leave us. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known by now you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you do, girl? You run down near everything I love. I can't go nowhere near the whiskey cause you used to drink it with me and I bet on my truck.
Too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But- right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Guess I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. To do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. It's a little too late.
Tucker, it's a little too late. Well, the road report from old Hank Bray, he has just wallered in this morning, and he's saying that the bridges are not good this morning. So, again, it's one of those things where you're driving along and you're thinking, what, this isn't bad? What are they doing? Why is school? What? Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, it is bad. So, don't be caught. And I kind of got caught yesterday, too, shoveling. I was shoveling along so merrily, and it's a heavy snow, obviously, and all of a sudden, boop, kind of one foot went out from underneath the other one, and luckily I was able to catch myself. I kind of looked like I was playing Twister, but I got up, and I thought, well, I'll be sore in the morning. I'm not. No, not yet anyway. But so anyway, be careful. It's starting to snow again a little bit. We're at 34 degrees.
Join us for the 2024 baseball team annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. This auction features semi-tractors and trailers, some very nice planting and tillage equipment, nice hay equipment, a half dozen skid loaders, attachments, hand tools, and much more. Wilkinson Auctions spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. Live and online bidding available. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Are you looking for a great deal? L&M Salvage is offering top dollar for aluminum cans at 50 cents a pound. Clean out your garage and bring your cans to L&M Salvage now through April 6th. We also pay premium prices for all metals and farm machinery. Call us at 647-3490 or visit L&M Salvage, County Highway Y off Highway 80 South, Richland Center. Remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody is a stranger, just a friend we haven't met yet. L&M Salvage is open all day on Good Friday.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are closed. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, and Highland. Riverdale and River Valley are closed and have chosen to go to virtual learning today. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites are closed, and virtual learning is featured as well. Fenimore and Waseca Steuben are 2 hours late today in both of those districts. Vark Roots are 2 hours late as well. We can remind you that Grand County Meals on Wheels, meal sites, and the ADRC bus are canceled, and Richland County Senior Nutrition meal sites are closed, and there will be no home-delivered meals. Richland Center Landfill is closed today. Also in the business community, ET Foods will open at 10 o'clock this morning. We are in line for a winter storm warning until 10 today. Also, winter weather advisory until 1 and a wind advisory until 10 p.m. tonight. So that wind is going to be around. That's kind of the worst of it in terms of just not being real nice out there. It has begun snowing again. And again, we're at 34 degrees in Richland Center. News update is straight ahead. Here's Reba.
She was circling the Holiday Inn, just about to go round again when her cell phone rang, and it was him saying, room 183. They'd never done this before, but when he met her at the door, they broke out smiling cause they were sure that this is what they need. She said, Mama's got the kids, and he said, well, we got the room for the weekend. They love their kids and their house and that dog in the yard. To shut out the rest of the world, 48 hours of just him and her, you can't get this at home. She pulled the covers back and he said, yeah, I'm into that. They flopped down together and took a nap. No, you can't get this at home. They woke up in each other's arms and that's where they spent the rest of the weekend. They love their kids and their house and that dog in the yard. And